This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. Nowadays, in today's society and world, there are very few men that are warriors, very few men that are savages, very few men that talk the talk and walk the walk, very few men that tell it as it is. Whether you like it or not, they will tell you the truth and be straight up with you. And one of those men is David Goggins. Most people know David Goggins as being a motivational speaker, inspiring people to do better and to improve. Most people know David Goggins as carrying the boats. Who's going to be carrying the boats? One of his famous quotes that people like and repeat over and over. For those of you who do not know who David Goggins is, he's a former Navy SEAL, ultra marathon runner, motivational speaker, and author known for his extraordinary physical and mental resilience. Born on February 17th, 1975 in Buffalo, New York, Goggins faced numerous challenges in his early life, including poverty, obesity, and a difficult family environment. Goggins enlisted in the United States Air Force before joining the Navy SEALs, where he endured rigorous training and served in combat zones. He later transitioned to ultra-endurance events, achieving remarkable feats such as completing multiple Navy SEAL Hell Weeks, setting records in endurance races, and completing over 4,000 pull-ups in 24 hours. His story gained widespread attention through his memoir, Can't Hurt Me, co-authored with Adam Skolnick. The book delves into Goggins' life, highlighting his struggles, triumphs, and the mindset that propelled him to overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Goggins is celebrated for his Goggins Challenge, which involves running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours, symbolizing his commitment to pushing beyond perceived limits. David Goggins has become a prominent figure in the self-help and motivational speaking arena, inspiring people to embrace discomfort, confront challenges head-on, and develop mental toughness. And of course, David Goggins does not allow and support obesity and people that are fat, because there's no positives that come out of it. And people need to stop being lazy and get up and work out. David Goggins does have a way with words. He uses a lot of profanity, a lot of say things that are real and be direct. He doesn't care how you feel about it. He says it as it is, which I respect, because nowadays, a lot of people don't do that. Because nowadays in society, people want to tell you nice things, tell you things that'll make you feel better, which doesn't help you in the real world. Because the real world is very cruel and harsh. And it's not going to be nice to you. It's not going to comfort you. And it's not going to tell you nice things. So I can respect David Goggins for saying it how it is. So some of these clips I'm going to let you listen to, they do have some profanity. So if you do not like profanity, maybe this podcast episode may not be the right one for you. If you're okay with it, then by all means, continue on. The clip I'm going to have you listen to right now, David Goggins talks about how this society nowadays, obviously, it's easy to win because people complain and whine and they easily give up instead of keep going, because obviously it's hard to keep going and it's easy to quit. And that's why most people do it. And he talks about how you have to do things you do not want to do. Now, I've talked about this before. There's a lot of things I don't want to do, but heck, I still have to do it, no matter what. I've talked about getting up early in the morning to go to the gym. Do I want to go? No, but I'm going to do it. Are there days I don't feel like working? Of course, but I'm going to still have to work. Are there days I don't want to do this podcast? Of course, but I'm going to still do it. That's life. Unfortunately, that's how it is. You got to do what you have to do. And here's David Goggins talking about exactly that.
Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more, is People go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. Mm-hmm. I hated going to school. So guess what? I was dumb as shit. That's what, 1 + 1 = 2. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble and you're good for nobody. You said I can be me. The second you said I can cuss and be me, and cussing, people, I said, man, you cuss all the fucking time. Why? Well, I hate to say it. The best way for me to get how I feel across, I can't sit here and say, you know what? Yeah, I went through Hell Week and man, it was really hard. No, that motherfucker takes your damn soul, rips it inside out. And then they say, now we're going to fucking start. It allows me to express where I was at a point of my life. If I don't give you all of me, why the hell am I here? Why? How will you learn from me? People take so much offense to me. You will never learn from people if we always tap dance around the truth.
Oh, God, I love that.
We tap dance around the truth by finding the right words so I don't hurt you because you have thin skin. No. Tighten up, people. It's okay. Trust me. It's okay. It's okay. You might be called some Jewish word or some faggot or gay word. It's okay. Let them call you that. What are you going to do now? They don't own your life. How are you going to control that now? How are you going to flip it upside down and say, Roger that, now I'm going to harness this shit, and you'll read about me years from now? How? That's the question. How are you going to do that? Thicken your skin. Become more of a human being. Don't be afraid of the reflection in the mirror. Because that's all you can be afraid of. Once you overcome the reflection in the mirror, you've done it. So the image in my mind of a man was not one that had earrings, sagged his pants. I had this image in my head. And I was going to fulfill that. And I didn't do any trends. I stopped trending. I stopped being this guy who whatever was new, fuck it. That's not what I believe in. I'm doing this. This is what I want to be. This is what I'm going to be.
What I respect about David Goggins, he says as it is. And he actually shows you how it is. Most people, influencers, people that have money, they sell you a life that's very unachievable because they don't tell you how to get there. They usually sell you nice cars, nice vacations, women, whatever it is. They sell you all the luxuries of it. That's social media for you. Social media is very poisonous for the average person. And David Goggins does the exact opposite. He shows you how cruel this world is, how hard it is, and exactly what I've talked about before. How you have to torture yourself, put yourself through pain, and how you have to sacrifice in order to grow and get better. And he shows you the actual truth. He's not selling you anything. He shows you how cruel this world really is. Not like most people nowadays, these influencers and these celebrities and these famous people. They show you the complete opposite. But that's social media for you. And here he is talking about exactly that.
Right, but I had developed a lot of anger, and I still have it. And it will never go away for the normal human beings of this world. Because when you put yourself in the sewer like I was in, and please, if someone saved me, come out and announce it to the world. There's no one. There's no one. So when you know that, and then I'm sitting at a table with all these smart people who are telling me what to do and shit and guiding me through my life now, when I'm 40 fucking years old, you know, 40 something years old, now I'm 49. And I'm looking at them all, and they're now trying to guide me on what's right, on this poison. And so, yeah, what you say is right. But for me, it was more of, I know now. I don't need you to guide my future. I know what's good for me and what's bad for me. And for me, it took every bit of focus I could. And I know social media, that's why people love to go on there, because they want to show you the good side of life. I'm not teaching good side of life. So I had to figure out a way when I came on in 2016 of teaching you what life really is for the majority of us is hell. And so while people love to show you the cars and the house and the vacations and shit, all that's good, all that's happy, I'm going to show you the side that I know most of you are going through. And people hide very well. I don't want to hide anymore. I hid for 24 fucking years. So that's why now I told you, we can talk about whatever you want. Because as human beings, the first thing we have to learn, I also stuttered real bad growing up. So if you hear me stutter every now and then, it's because that was part of my life also. So it's funny, human beings want to show you the best side, and they want to hide the worst side. For me, I'm going to teach you how to be vulnerable. Because that's the only way you fix yourself. You don't fix yourself by coming out here and me selling you some fucking books. That's why I don't have them. I forgot them. I'm glad people got something from the book. I want you to learn that the only way you grow is how to look at yourself and say, okay, like I did. Table longer than this. What the fuck I have to do to get somewhere? There was nothing good on there. Nothing. Yeah, I love playing basketball. I left that out. That's something I love to do. I don't care about that. That didn't make the fucking list. Because the list that I had to live by was the very list that was to get me at this table with you. To talk to you, to the normal human beings which I once was, about how you can get somewhere. And how it looks. It looks very ugly. There's no fucking passion. There's no fucking motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline. No motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people fucking use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is going to fucking suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just fucking did. I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 fucking pounds. There's no magic potion. There's no, oh, let me wake up and look at some shit. No. All those words are overused. They're bullshit. It's all bullshit. Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to fucking be remembered? That's it. That's it. Period.
The last clip I'm going to have you listen to from David Goggins hits home. He talks about, obviously, what is a man? Because nowadays, masculinity, men, boys are obviously struggling. There's high depression, loneliness among them, and unfortunately, suicide. But what he talks about that hits home is how men are supposed to be, obviously, warriors, protectors, and providers. Men are supposed to put others before themselves. And the reason why this hits home is because I see my father, everything I've learned is from him. I am who I am because of him. I saw him sacrifice a lot. He always worked and worked to provide for his family, to give his family everything they needed. We never struggled. We never went through hardships. Yes, he did work a lot. We missed out on things. We didn't go out as much. There was always food under the table. There was always a roof over our heads, and we couldn't complain. And now, obviously, being older, I realize that, and I'm grateful and lucky and blessed to have him as my father because he sacrificed so much just to provide, as a man is supposed to do. I saw him work, and he would always come home, be tired, sleep on the weekends because he worked so much.
He never complained. He never whined. He never did any of that. Compare the man nowadays. He just did what he had to do because he had a family to take care of and he had a responsibility as a man, which I respect and love him for. And men nowadays don't have any traits like that, which is a damn shame how society is going. Another thing David Goggins talks about is how men are supposed to be relied on. When people have problems, issues, concerns, they go to them. And I can relate to that because my father, anything I have a problem with, any situation, any car problems, pretty much any issue I have, I ask him. Because he's a problem solver, and if he doesn't know the answer, or if he doesn't know how to do it, he'll figure it out, he'll research it, and he'll get it done. And I've learned a lot from that man. And that's how man should be, as David Goggins talks about. And here is David Goggins talking about exactly this.
You know what? It comes down to this for me. How do I want to be remembered? And that's the problem, man. Like nowadays, people don't give a fuck how they're remembered. They don't give a fuck about their family. Everybody's equal. Their mom is equal to them. Their dad's equal to them. They're grown. Everybody's fucking equal. So it's a tough question to ask because when I grew up, my mom worked 3 fucking jobs. And all I wanted to do, and she got her fucking ass damn near murdered. And it took her down a dark hole. And I saw this. That helped me grow up to say, all I want to do is retire my mother when I get older. That's all I wanted to fucking do. And thank God I did that. But the thing about it, with a lot of people, they don't have that in them. The parents raise the kids very differently now, so the kids don't have that sense of self. And I believe in self-discipline, self-pride, self-motivation. No one has that self anymore. That self is gone. So that driving force that tells you I have to do this shit, I took great pride in the fact that I was nobody. And what you just described put goosebumps on me because that's exactly what I took pride in. Was I'm going to make sure you're good and you're good. My mom would tell you right now, she's right there sitting.
Yes, she is.
She knows I don't buy myself shit. I take great pride in that. I don't want shit because how I'm wired to, hey, mom, I'm going to get you this, 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 and this. My girl, everybody's got everything. I don't even own a fucking car. And I'm a multimillionaire. And I say that with pride.
Yeah.
Because what I was here to do as a man, and men may not even want to hear this. It sounds so barbaric. That's the pride in which you have as a man. Is that you see your mom, you see your girl, you see your kids, you see all this shit, you see them doing well. That's all a real man wants. They don't give a fuck about how they dress, how they look, what they're driving. They don't give a shit. Because why? Your trophies are your family, and they're all walking around. Every man that sees you, they see you walking in with some sweatpants and shit, but they know your family's fucking balling. Because you put the fucking time in, you put the effort in, you put the work in. And as a man, we don't want none of that shit. We just want fucking respect. Amen. And that's what men don't give a fuck about now. But the only thing I want is for my family to look at me and say, that's the man. Mm-hmm. Right there. And men don't fucking have that. They don't know what that feels like. So until you know what that feels like, you're never going to seek that feeling of when things are bad, my family looks to me.
Mm-hmm. As they should.
As they should.
That's your job.
That is my fucking job. Mm-hmm. And I earned that. It's not given because you wake up and you're a man.
And it feels real good.
It feels amazing. When anything goes wrong in my family, if there's a flat tire, they don't call fucking AAA. They call David fucking Goggins. Mom's got a problem, David. My mom's sick, David. She don't call the fucking doctors, David. Anybody, they call David, and that's earned. And that's a good feeling. And I would challenge men to try that. Try that. Try that for a couple of days. Try working those 20-hour shifts and coming home and having your girl have a meal at home. I guarantee your girl looks at you very different. Every day you come home and you're dirty as fuck,
or you're just tired, and she knows you're only getting 4 hours of sleep, and then when you go to work, she's sleeping because it's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, and you look at her, she knows what kind of man she's got. Your mom knows, your dad knows what kind of son they have. They don't know that feeling. It's the best feeling in the fucking world. Money can't buy it. Nothing can buy it. So it's just something that we almost can't teach our kids anymore because the world is influencing people from all over. Once they leave your house, you got this weak family and that weak family and that weak family saying, why is your dad like that? Why are you doing that? So it's hard to keep it, man.
Whether you like David Goggins or not, whether you don't like how he talks and uses profanity, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, what he says, I subscribe to most of it. I agree with it because society needs tougher people, especially men. Because we have a lot of weak men. No one's self-disciplined. No one's self-motivated. No one wants to achieve anything better than themselves. No one wants to be great. People just like being average, like complaining and whining. And people like David Goggins is what we need in this world. You need that old, savage mindset. Because unfortunately, that's dying nowadays. People are too sensitive and people are too emotional. People can't handle the truth. But telling people the truth is what gets people to improve and get better. Otherwise, we're just going to be lying to each other, giving false compliments, and no one's ever going to improve. People are just going to be satisfied being average, being normal, being like everybody else, being overweight, being sick, doing nothing with their lives. And that is the society we will live in. That's a society I do not want to see. The world needs more savages like David Goggins. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I appreciate your valuable time to listen to these podcasts. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for supporting the podcast. If you want to be a Patreon member, if you have questions, comments, or topic you want me to go over in the next podcast episode, or you want me to be your accountability coach and keep you accountable every single week to improve in whatever your goal is, you can do that by being a Patreon member, and the link is in the description below. As always, please like, subscribe, comment, and share with other people if you found this podcast very valuable and it could help somebody else. I truly appreciate it. I wish you the best, and as always, change your mindset to change your life. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.